Mr. T, so I went ahead and tested it on the air. It's just the same problem. The ads are not playing.
Where are you?
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
That's a little better. Raise that right one up.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Try to test that again.
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. Okay. Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. What I was about to do, let me try that. So, I'll show it to you. So, is it on, is it devices?
Control panel. And then, hardware and sound.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to the hardware and sound. Just go up one level.
Sorry.
That one. Okay, and then go to the last one under sound.
Last one under sound.
It should say, like, manage devices.
Okay.
Okay, now go to, which panel are you on?
This is playback. This is playback.
It's just not showing that stupid mixer. Boy, did I waste my time on that the other day. You should have two things there. Go to recording right next to it. And you should have three things there. Okay, on microphone, that top one, right click on it and make that be, do me a favor, go to the bottom one and right click. And make that the default device.
Okay. All right, that is now the default device.
Okay. So, get back on your headset and let me hear if there's a change there.
Okay. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2.
Not really. Go back to the playback tab right next to it. Yeah. Right click on that and let's see if there's anything else we can do with that. Disable it, and then we'll enable it again. Disable.
Disable.
You're right above there.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, right-click on it. Right-click. Show disable devices. No, you're right there. Right-click on it.
Okay. Show disable devices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, right-click on that, enable it again.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Now close out of that and show me the mixer. You can close out of all of that.
Okay.
And you have your line going from the right side of the laptop into the mixer in the back.
I do. I've got the plug here, and then it goes all the way to here. Yes, sir. That's in the headphone jack.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Okay. Do me one favor. Maybe a thing. Just go ahead and pull that mixer cord out of your laptop and wait a second. Plug it back in.
Okay. I pulled it out. Give it a second. All right. Let me. Okay. I put it back in.
Okay. Back in.
I pulled it out.
Okay. Just
give it a second, and then I'll put it back in. Okay? So take these and move them over to 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Let's see what that does.
Be right under where you plugged it right there. Is that slide on 7-8, is that down or up? That little black button right below 7-8.
Oh, this no. One, it is...
Yeah.
It's up.
Up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you press it down?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was down. Now it's up.
Okay. Leave it up. And talk through your headset again. Let's see if that changed anything.
Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. JV, both teams are warming.
Okay,
yes, sir.
All
right,
thanks.
No problem, Mr. T. GRHSI Radio coming to you live from Hightower High School. It's industry game number 14 for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns, and they are going up against the Hightower Lady Hurricanes. We are starting the broadcast right around 6 o'clock, the starting time for the game. We'll get right into the action. Currently, as of today, Tuesday, April 11th, the George Ranch Lady Longhorns are tied for second place in District 26A. With the Travis Lady Tigers, both are at an 11-2 in-district record, and the Hightower Lady Hurricanes are in 7th place with a 3-9 in-district record. Now, overall, George Ranch only has 3 more in-district games of play left. They are tied for 2nd with Travis. They are behind the Richpoint Lady Panthers for 1st, who are 11-1. Now, if you may remember, the George Ranch Lady Longhorns defeated Richpoint last Tuesday, so the situation really breaks down to this. Going on later this week, the Richpoint Lady Panthers will be playing the Travis Lady Tigers. If the Travis Lady Tigers prevail against Richpoint, we will have a 3-way tie between Richpoint, Travis, and George Ranch for first place in District 26A. But if Richpoint holds on and wins against Travis, then they will seemingly lock up first place, and that should boost the George Ranch Lady Longhorns, since Richpoint will go to only 1 loss in district, and Travis will take on their 3rd loss in district. And if George Ranch wins out, they will only have 2 for the remainder of the season. Starting right into the ball game, up bat first is number 14, third baseman Jessica Johnston. Early 0-1 count. No one out, no one on base. Going up against starting pitcher Ayanna Anthony for the Hightower Lady Hurricanes. Minimal changes to the George Ranch Lady Longhorns defensive positions and batting order. Really the only change of note is Abigail Bergeron being moved to right, and Cameron Radford will take her place as the designated player. 1-1 to Jessica Johnston. Anthony with the pitch. Fouled off for strike 2. The starting batting order for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns goes as follows. Jessica Johnston, 1st. Carlon Dees, Kate Dolan, Mariah Garner, Abigail Bergeron, Macy Burks, Abigail Dominguez, Ella Kalinko, and Cameron Bradford, with Zaria Turner in the flex. Swing and a miss by Jessica Johnston. a strikeout for Ayanna Anthony in the first out of the top of the first against Jessica Johnson. Up now is number one, center fielder Carlon Dees. So a promising start for the Hightower Lady Hurricanes defense. First offering to Dees. Hit into left field for a bloop single. Base. And she'll get there with ease. The throw coming in late. And Dees going off the bag. She'll head there safely. So a one-out double for the Lady Longhorn center fielder. Up next is number two, left fielder Kate Dolan. Now it is, at this point, unfair of me or wrong of me to not bring up my famed line of Carlon Dees and Kate Dolan being the 1-2 punch of the Lady Longhorns lineup. With a runner on second, the first pitch to Dolan. Fouled off against the gate for strike one. So Jessica Johnson strikes out, and Carlon Dees follows up with a double. A one count to Dolan. Pitch. Hit into center field. Gets past the shortstop. The throw to first base is in time. Route number two. And it moves Carlon Dees over to third base. Ground out to first for Kate Dolan. Runner on third. Up comes number 20, starting catcher Mariah Garner. So interesting way to start the ball game for the tied for second place in 26A. Lady Longhorns, a strikeout, a double, and a ground out to first. Got their power hitter in the lineup, and Mariah Garner up to bat with a runner in scoring position. Pitch outside for ball one. Second offering by Anthony is upstairs. 2-0 count, two outs, runner on third. The pitch to Garner. Hit in the left center field. Going back against the wall, Mariah Garner will head for second. The throw is not in time. D scores, so an RBI double from Mariah Garner brings in run number one for George Ranch here in the top of the first inning. Bailey Bielitz will head to second as the pinch runner. Up comes number 15, right fielder Abigail Bergeron. It's unusual to call her the right fielder. Her rightful place in the lineup is usually as designated player, but tonight she is taking the place of Cameron Radford. A runner on second base, two outs. George Ranch up 1-0. Bergeron slices one in right field, and that one is at the wall. In comes Bielitz. Heading for third is Abigail Bergeron, and they'll wave her home. The throw gets away from the second baseman. So an inside-the-park home run for two RBIs for Abigail Bergeron on the first swing. And business as usual with the Lady Longhorns. After a bit of a slow start, they pick up three runs against Hightower. Brings up number three, second baseman Macy Burks. So no runners on base now. Burks grounds one, gets past the third baseman. Burks is heading for second base. The throw by Isik will keep Burks at second. So a two-out double for second baseman Burks. Bring up number 17, first baseman Abigail Dominguez. So Lady Longhorns just rattling off hits here against Ayanna Anthony. Runner on second. The first pitch to Dominguez. Change up down the middle for strike one. It looks promising for Hightower early. They struck out Jessica Johnson and got Kate Dolan to ground out for the first two outs. But an RBI double by Mariah Garner and a two RBI inside the park home run makes it 3-0. Swing and a miss by Dominguez. Pushes it to an 0-2 count. Burks on second. The pitch to Dominguez. That one lined in the center field. Coming home is Burks. Dominguez will be held up at first. So an RBI single for Dominguez, who's just really become a key cog in the machine of the Lady Longhorns after finding a permanent spot in the varsity lineup. It is 4-0 now. George Ranch Lady Longhorns will see the infield defense meet up with Ayanna Anthony at the pitcher's mound. So runner on first, two outs. Number six, shortstop Ella Kalinko is at bat for George Ranch. And just a bit of a roadmap for what comes next for the Lady Longhorns. They take on Hightower tonight. This Friday against the Dulles Lady Vikings, it is senior night at George Ranch High School. And then next Friday, they'll have a bye week on Tuesday, the 18th. But next Friday, they take on the Elkins Lady Knights at Elkins High School. It is the final in-district game for George Ranch. First pitch to Kalinko. Outside for ball one. Quick reflexes by Noah Mack. Starting catcher for Hightower, trying to catch Abigail Dominguez off base. Count. Kalinko connects into left field. Dominguez heading for second. So back-to-back singles. Dominguez and Kalinko keeps the half inning alive for George Ranch. They already lead 4-0. They have runners on first and second. Up comes number seven designated player, Cameron Radford. Dominguez on second. Kalinko at first. Can Radford drive them in? Connects on a foul tip for strike one. And usually it follows a pattern for the Lady Longhorns. Either they'll take an inning or two to really warm up on offense, or they'll get started right away. Bit of both here. Cameron Radford hits one into left field. Abigail Dominguez rounding home, followed by Kalinko. Heading to third is Cameron Radford. She'll be held up at second. So two RBI double for the now designated player, usual right fielder for George Ranch. Makes it 6-0, Lady Longhorns. We'll head back to the start of the order with number 14, third baseman Jessica Johnson. She has a runner on second. She was the first batter of the entire ball game. She struck out against Ayanna Anthony. Looking to redeem herself here. And nothing too special by Lady Longhorns. All it takes is a series of doubles and singles to rack up six against Hightower. Foul off by Jessica Johnston for strike one. Double by Dees. RBI double by Garner. Two RBI inside the park, home run by Bergeron. Double by Burks. RBI single by Abigail Dominguez. Single by Kalinko. And a two RBI double by Cameron Radford. Now there's a stat line. Up top for ball one. And Radford taking a big lead off of second base. She knows if one pitch gets away from Mack behind the plate, she's taking off her third, possibly home. 1-1 pitch. Jessica Johnson lines one. The second baseman, Trinity Yates, for out number three. Makes her 0-2 on the night. 6-0, George Ranch Lady Longhorns heading into the bottom of the first. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHSI Radio. Thank you. Welcome back to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball Action here on GRHSI Radio. I'm Keenan Vaughn, coming to you live from Hightower High School. An eventful top of the first inning for the Lady Longhorns. Drove in six against starting pitcher Ayanna Anthony. On the mound, as always, is Zaria Turner. Coming off of a two earned run performance against the Rich Point Lady Panthers, holding the first place team to such a small amount of numbers and completely dominating them with almost double digit strikeouts, and then pulling off a 16-0 shutout of the Bush Lady Broncos this past Thursday. Heading up to the first at batter for the Lady Hurricanes is number 4 third baseman Monta Cuba. And if you remember, the Lady Longhorns were kind of in a rocky position to start in-district play. They dropped back-to-back games to Travis and Ridge Point. And Zaria Turner was the highlight of those struggles. She was struggling to have consistent power and accuracy, even giving up 13 at Ridge Point. But going on this long winning streak in in-district play, including opponents like Hightower at George Ranch High School, really helped her find her groove for the season. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Two count, no one out, no one on base. Bottom of the first inning, 6-0 GR. Right down the middle, fastball for strikeout number one. Could be seeing a lot of K's tonight for Zaria Turner. Brings up number two, center fielder Talia Barnett. As I mentioned, the Lady Hurricanes are 3-9 in district, 9-15 overall, and in seventh place in 26A. They are, I believe, effectively eliminated from postseason contention. The 7-6 Dulles Lady Vikings are in that fourth and final spot for a 26A UIL playoffs. So with only three games left, it's going to take a miracle for the Lady Hurricanes to put themselves back on the map and in fourth place. Outside for ball one, 1-2 count to Talia Barnett. One out here in the bottom of the first. Zaria Turner striking out Monta Cuba to start out the half inning. Popped up over the net. Keep it at a 1-2 count. Behind the plate is Mariah Garner over at first. Abigail Dominguez at second base. Ella Kalinko third. Second base, Macy Burks, shortstop, Ella Kalinko, third base, Jessica Johnston, left field, Kate Dolan, Carlin Dees at center, and over at right field, Abigail Bergeron, Cameron Radford taking the designated player spot tonight. Another foul off, one ball, two strikes. To Talia Barnett, the center fielder for Hightower. Yeah, by Turner, that one. Lined right in the left field. Dolan cuts it off. Early single to the Lady Hurricanes offense. Puts a runner on base. Number 13, first baseman, Adriana Coleman, up next. So kind of a mirror of what occurred for George Ranch in the top of the first inning. Jessica Johnson struck out, and then Carlin Dees doubled. What would later be a six-run half inning for GR. Outside and away for ball one. 1-0 count. Runner on first. Swing and a miss. Evens things out. Just a reminder, the George Ranch varsity baseball team will be taking on Travis High School. Julian Munoz and Jason Ford should have you on the call there. Go on to grhsiradio.com over at Stream 1 to tune in. A swing and a miss by Coleman makes it a one ball, two strike situation. First pitch by Turner. Struck out, and she takes it swinging. So two outs now in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be up to number 10, shortstop Bailey Bonner, to keep it going for Hightower. on first. Bonner at the plate. Turner with the pitch. Just on the edge of the zone for strike one. A beautiful fastball there. And what a ride it's been for the Lady Longhorns. The season almost over, but hopefully should still have plenty of games left to play with UIL qualifiers coming up for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. A swing and a miss by Bonner makes it a 0-1 count. Up top, one ball, one strike. 2 outs, runner on first. GR leads it 6-0. Sorry, Turner looking to shut down things early. So wait on it a bit more. She sends another one upstairs for ball two. No runners on base. Several runners on base. Sorry, Turner is used to stressful situations. Swing and a miss there for strikeout number three for Turner. Out number three for the bottom of the first. Heading into inning number two of play here at Hightower High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn, listening to GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back. Please enjoy the sounds of the game. Welcome back to Hightower High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn here on GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. Top of the second inning, GR is still up 6-0. Bit of a recap here of what we've seen. Thanks to an RBI double by Mariah Garner, a 2 RBI inside the park home run by Abigail Bergeron, an RBI single by Abigail Dominguez, and 2 RBI double by Cameron Radford, the Lady Longhorns have built up an impressive lead so early in the game. And sorry, Turner in the bottom of the first struck out 3 of the 4 Hightower Lady Hurricanes batters to put us in the predicament we find now. GR is looking for in-district win number 12 on the season and move them to 12-2. And again, everything rides on the future matchup between the Rich Point Lady Panthers and the Travis Lady Tigers. As I mentioned, if Rich Point wins, they will most likely take first place in 26A, and that will move George Ranch to, they'll be alone in the second place spot. But if Travis wins, we will have a 3-way tie for first place in District 26A. So Carlon Dees is heading up back to the plate for her second at-bat. She's 1-for-1 with a double. She will later score on Mariah Garner's RBI double. Anna Anthony back on the mound for Lady Hurricanes. She struck out 1 tonight, giving up 6 earned runs. First one outside for ball 1. He smacks one into left field. Gets past Bonner at short. She'll be held at first. So a leadoff single for Carlon Dees. Keeps the bat hot tonight, 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Up comes number 2, left fielder Kate Dolan, 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to first base. So D's on first. On the first pitch, Dolan drives one deep into center field, back at the wall, it is gone! Kate Dolan, 2 RBI shot to center field. 8-0 Lady Longhorns in the top of the second. So Carlon Dees And what did I say, folks? The 1-2 punch of Deez and Kate Dolan. Deez with the single, and Kate Dolan drives herself and Deez in with a home run. And folks, Lady Longhorn's already close to hitting the double-digit margin. That was a thing of beauty by Kate Dolan. And there was no doubt about that one. Even center fielder Talia Barnett could only look up over her shoulder and watch it fly right into center field. So 8-0 George Ranch. Up comes number 20 starting catcher Mariah Garner. She is 1-for-1 tonight. Put the first run on the board for George Ranch with an RBI double. Fouls off deep into right field. Single and a 2-RBI homer. We'll see how Garner follows up. One pitch. Down in the dirt. Moves it to 2-1. If you can, please come out this Friday. Senior night celebration, a pregame ceremony for the Lady Longhorns, honoring all the amazing Lady Longhorns teammates. That one deep in the left field, making the catch is Morgan Isk, route number one. And she just came up on it. Almost looked like she was going to have to die for it, but she makes the play. So two more outs needed for the Hightower Lady Hurricanes to minimize the damage. It'll be number 15, right fielder Abigail Bergeron, the fourth batter of the half inning. She is 1-for-1 tonight with a 2-RBI inside the park home run. And first pitch sends it into left center field. And she'll make it to first base. One out single for the now right fielder. And again, just like Carlon Deez, 2-for-2 in this ball game so far. Number 3, second baseman Macy Burks up now. Runner on first, one out. Lady Longhorns have scored 2 at the top of the second. Burks, first pitch, pops one up into shallow right field. Heading to second is Bergeron. She slides. The throw is not in time. So a bloop single at the second baseman. Puts runners on first and second. Up comes number 17, first baseman Abigail Dominguez. One of those batters of the Lady Longhorns you just do not want to have in the batter's box. It's actually number 13, Sarah Wendler. So already we're seeing substitutions by Coach Emily Witt. Sarah Wendler at the plate now for George Ranch, for Abigail Dominguez. Wendler was back and forth on the varsity roster all season. She finds herself now as the, as you could say, the pinch substitution for Dominguez. One ball, no strikes, popped up. Called by third baseman Montecuba. Makes the grab for out number 2 in the top of the second. So 2 outs and another substitution. We'll see number 18, Davini Espinosa, come up to bat for the Lady Longhorns, taking the place of Ella Kalinko, who was 1-for-1 tonight with a single. Change up down the middle for strike 1. So runners on first and second still. Bergeron on second, Bielitz. Swing and a miss by Davini Espinosa. So Bielitz is over on first. I can only assume taking the place of Macy Burks. A pinch running for both Mariah Garner and Burks tonight. 0-2 count. Espinosa fouls one off. Right into the seats here at Hightower High School. So a single. A 2-run home run by Kate Dolan. Singles by Abigail Bergeron and Burks, but a fly out to left field and a pop out to third base. Brings the 3 outs. Hit down the right field line. They'll call foul in just the last second. Still an 0-2 count to Davini Espinosa coming in for Ella Kalinko. If necessary, number 7, Designated player Cameron Radford is in the batter circle. Espinosa is another one of those names where she'll come in. The game is a bit of out of reach for George Ranch. She was in question for the spot over at third and first when they were looking to strengthen the infield. She finds herself on the bench for the rest of the season. Roller towards first. Gets away from the glove of Coleman. She picks it up just in time. Tags the base. And that's out number three. After a two-run home run by Kate Dolan, Lady Hurricanes do what they need to do and minimize the damage. Heading into the bottom of the second inning, it is 8-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. You're listening to GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back. It's a commercial break right now. Well, actually, I got a little bit of time. I don't know what's his name.
But don't play
her
walkable.
Yeah, y'all were like,
I don't know. I had such a hard time.
It's all right,
Now I'll play.
I was so lost.
Yes.
I thought I was at the
wrong place. Access the back, number 11. No one back.
Hightower High School. I'm Keenan Vaughn here on GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns varsity softball. It is the bottom of the second inning. Lady Longhorns lead 8-0 against the Lady Hurricanes. At the batter's box for Hightower's number 11, starting catcher Noah Mack. Strong start for Zaria Turner tonight. Has struck out three of the four Hightower batters she's faced tonight. Give up a single to Talia Barnett. Her only surrendered hit of the ball game thus far. A swing and a miss by Mack brings it to one ball, one strike. No one out, no one on base. The pitch up high. Lady Longhorns added two more runs to their already surmounting lead with a two-run home run by Kate Dolan. Check swing by Noah Mack, still down the middle for strike two. So a 2-2 count. And at bat number one. Turner with the pitch. Just outside for, or no, they'll call that strike three. Bit of a delayed signal by the umpire. So strikeout number four for Zaria Turner. Against Noah Mack, up comes number 12, designated player Janice Kristen.
Janice.
First pitch to Tristan, fouled off. And just as on offense, we'll see Sarah Windler and Davini Espinosa come in for the Lady Longhorns. Windler over at first for Abigail Dominguez. And Davini Espinosa over at third for Jessica Johnston. Swing and a miss by Tristan. Makes it an 0-2 count. Bailey Bielitz is also over at second. Jessica Johnston move over to short. And so infield completely changed. No difference with the outfield here in the bottom of the second. Fouled off by Tristan. Keeps it at no balls, two strikes. 8-0 GR. This is common of the Lady Longhorns to do when they're up by a good enough margin. They'll let the players, the JV players, the bench players, get as much time on the field as possible. Another foul off by the designated player of Hightower. Noah Max struck out to start the half inning. Tristan faces an 0-2 count with one out and no one on base. Outside for ball one. Over on Stream 1 on GRHSIRadio.com, George Ranch Baseball is taking on Travis High School at George Ranch High School. Julian Munoz and Jason Fortune have you on the call there. Tune in to have a listen. Another one out and away. So a 2-2 count. Turner with the pitch. Another one on the edge for strikeout number 5 for Zaria Turner. That one against Denise Tristan. So two outs, no one on base for Hightower. Number 5, second baseman Trinity Yates making her way up to the batter's box. So out of the 6 batters she's faced, struck out 5, given up 1 hit. Eight to the plate. Turner on the mound. 8-0 George Ranch. Up top for ball one. Using the same 1-2 combo of the changeup and the fastball. There's a changeup there against Yates for swing and a miss. 1-1 count now. It's by Turner. Another swing and a miss. Except for starting out with a pitch outside. 2 straight pitches getting Yates to chase. We'll see if she can finish the job here. The pitch. Up top will even things out. No one on base. 2 outs, 2-2 count. Yates takes strike 3 looking. K number 6 for Zaria Turner on the mound tonight. Heading into inning number 3 of play, George Ranch leads 8-0 over Hightower. Listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. Back to the show. I'm your host, Keenan Vaughn, live from Hightower High School. Lady Longhorns varsity softball squad taking on the Hightower Lady Hurricanes in in-district game number 14. It is the top of the third inning. George Ranch leads 8-0. And number 7, Cameron Bradford, is the first batter for the Lady Longhorns. She is 1-for-1 tonight with a 2-RBI double. Takes strike one looking on the changeup by Ayanna Anthony. Strike out 1 tonight. Upstairs for ball 1. By Anthony. That one is fouled off into the left. So 1-2 for Cameron Radford. After a combination of singles, doubles, and an inside the park home run in the top of the first, and a 2-run home run by Kate Dolan, Lady Longhorns find themselves up 8-0. And just a reminder, folks, if the Lady Longhorns get 10 and above runs, we could be looking at another run rule coming into effect. It did so against the Bush Lady Broncos this past Thursday, winning 16-0. There's a floater into left field for Cameron Radford. Leadoff single. So 2-for-2 is the designated player. Oh, she heads to second base. I look down to scribble down in my scores book, but off of a bad throw in the infield, Radford has a single with an error to move to second base. We haven't gone over who's on defense, at what position for Hightower. Of course, on the mound is Ayanna Anthony. At catcher is Noah Mack. At first is Adriana Coleman. At second is Trinity Yates. At third is Montecuba. Jessica Johnson, a grounder, out to first base on the first pitch. She's 0-for-3 tonight. So Radford moves to third. Brings up number 1, Carlon Deese, who's 2-for-2 with a double and a single. So shortstop Bonner, third base Cuba. Out in left is Isik. Over in center is Barnett. And over in right is Carmen Barrera. Trying to get the throw out against Radford. 1-0 count. Runner in scoring position. Lady Longhorns lead 8-0. Deese at the plate. Smacks one into deep left field. Going back is Isik. It's back against the warning track. Deese is rounding third. She's going to be waved home, and she'll easily score the inside the park home run. It looked like Isik couldn't quite nab the ball under the fence. So scoring is Radford, and Deese completes another 2-RBI inside the park home run for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Up next is number 2, left fielder Kate Dolan. 1-for-2 with a ground out to first and a 2-RBI home run. 10-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. And Dolan first pitch liner into left field. And she'll be stopped at first. Single for Kate Dolan. Another bad throw in the infield. And she'll make her way over to second. So another single and an error by the Hightower Lady Hurricanes. And it is 10-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. A single by Cameron Radford. Ground out by Jessica Johnson. 2 RBI inside the park home run by Carlon Deese. And a single by Kate Dolan, followed with an error to move over to second. Brian Garner, first pitch, hit into center field. Kate Dolan making her way home. Gardner over to first. RBI single for the starting catcher. Adds on to her RBI double in the top of the first inning. So 11-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. We'll see the head coach for the Hightower Lady Hurricanes come in, meet with her infield defense. They've given up 11 in just 2.5 innings of play here at Hightower High School. Up next will be number 15, right fielder Abigail Bergeron, who is 2-for-2 with a 2-RBI inside the park home run and a single. So we'll see Bailey Bielitz surely come in for Mariah Garner over at first. So Bergeron will head to the plate, meeting disperses between the Lady Hurricanes. And this is simply an offense that it found its rhythm quickly in in-district play. They're currently on a 9 in-district game winning streak, and even scoring double digits against the Rich Point Lady Panthers last Tuesday. Bergeron pops one up into center field. Barnett is there to make the catch. So Mariah Garner does not have a pinch runner come in. Throw gets away from Colin. Heading to second is Garner. The throw is not in time. And Bailey Bonner couldn't even glove that one. Thankfully, second baseman Yates was there to keep it from going further. So Mariah Garner heads to second. Abigail Bergeron is out on a pop out into center field. Number 3, second baseman Macy Burks is up. It's actually now Bailey Bielitz. So we'll see Bielitz, Sarah Windler, and Davini Espinosa if we get to that point in the ball game. It is 2 outs here in the top of the 3rd. Runner on 2nd. Pitch up top by Anthony.
Okay.
2 balls, no strikes.
Okay.
So 3 runs crossed over by the Lady Longhorns in the top of the 3rd inning. 11-0 GR. Ryan Garner is at 2nd. Bailey Bielitz coming in for Macy Burks is at the plate. Another slider down low. And that looks like it might have made contact. So Bailey Bielitz on a hit by pitch is headed to first base. So runners on 1st and 2nd. Up comes Sarah Windler. Coming in for Abigail Dominguez with 2 outs at the top of the 3rd. Windler connects into left center field. And coming in, making the catch is Isik for out number 3. So Lady Longhorn strand 2, score 3. 11-0 GR heading into the bottom of the 3rd. Listening to GRHSI Radio. Back to the show. I'm your host, Keenan Vaughn, here on GRHSI Radio for George Ranch Lady Longhorns varsity softball here at Hightower High School. Lady Longhorns taking on the Lady Hurricanes. It is the bottom of the 3rd inning. They lead 11-0. And Lady Longhorns playing strong on both sides of the ball tonight, thanks to plays such as inside the park home runs by both Abigail Bergeron and Carlon Hees, and a 2-run home run by Kate Dolan in the top of the 2nd inning. And over on defense, Zaria Turner, all I have to say is out of the 6 batters she's faced, 7 batters she's faced tonight, she struck out 6 of them, giving up only 1 hit. Number 16, starting pitcher Ayanna Anthony is up to bat for the Lady Hurricanes. And again, folks, keep in mind, we have several substitutions and changes to the infield for the Lady Longhorns defense. Sarah Windler is over at first, Bailey Bielitz is at second, Jessica Johnson is at short, and Daphne Espinosa is at third. First pitch fouled off by Ayanna Anthony for strike one. Another important reminder, we are at 11-0, so I would give it maybe one or two more innings, and we will most likely see a run rule come into effect if a Hightower cannot scrounge up some runs. Swing and a miss for strike two. In district game number 14 for George Ranch tonight, 11-2 is their record coming into Hightower. Got off by Anthony. Still an 0-2 count. No one out, no one on base. Rich Point is 11-1. They have a bye tonight. And Travis is tied with George Ranch in second place in 26A. They're both at 11-2. Dulles is in fourth place. They have a 7-6 in district record. Ground ball down to Bielitz at second. Throw over to first is not in time. So a single by Ayanna Anthony. She'll head over to first base. That was kind of a chopper there, slowly making its way over to Bielitz. By the time she could make the toss, it was a few seconds too late. Number three, left fielder Morgan Isick, is at the plate.
At the bat, number three, no.
So a leadoff single by Ayanna Anthony, the second hit against Daria Turner tonight. Isick, the left fielder, has made several great plays for the Lady Hurricanes on defense tonight. We'll see if she can do the same thing with the bat and the ball. Swing and a miss for strike one. And she'll chase after that one as well. 0-2. Runner on first. No one out. Bottom of the third. 11-0 George Ranch. Popped up. Deez is going for it. Makes almost. Drops that one out of her glove. She makes the grab at the last second for out number one. Bit of a heart attack there if you're a fan of George Ranch. Looks like she was trying to catch it with just her glove hand. It hit the glove, bounced up, and almost out of her control. But she made the play. Two more outs. That's all that is needed for George Ranch to end this half inning. And possibly the ball game. Head to the top of the order with number four, third baseman Monta Cuba, over one tonight with a strikeout. That one popped up high. Windler going for it. Can't make the play. We'll drop down. No balls, one strike. George Ranch after tonight will go on to face the Dulles Lady Vikings at George Ranch High School for senior night this Friday. And next Friday, it will go to Elkins High School to take on the Lady Knights in their regular season finale. Swing and a miss by Cuba. No balls, two strikes. Runner still on first. One out in the bottom of the third. 11-0 GR. Down low for ball one. And I missed out on the chance to broadcast the Lady Longhorns game against the Lady Broncos last Thursday. We had a bit of a rain that was causing a bit of alarm. That one's hit into right center field. Abigail Bergeron is there to make the play for out number two against Montecuba. Number two, center fielder Talia Barnett. Step the bat for Hightower. She is one of two Hightower batters to scrounge out a single against Turner tonight. And that could be important as Hightower has a runner on base. If they can make a play, they can cross one over tonight. If not, they are facing a possible shutout like they faced when they played the Lady Longhorns at George Ranch High School a few weeks prior. Swing and a miss. 0-2 count now. Due to the rain, looming around the game against the Bush Lady Broncos. I did not broadcast it, but as I mentioned, they did shut them out 16-0 for in-district win number 11. There's a grounder out to Sarah Windler. Gets past Bielitz. Moving to third is Anthony. So runners take corners. Hightower, that was an error in the infield that allowed Talia Barnett to head to first base for the second time. Number 13, first baseman Adriana Coleman is now up for Hightower. So a bit of a tricky situation for GR. Runners on first and third. Coleman is 0-1 tonight with a strikeout. 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. GR is up big. But they're trying to avoid Hightower scoring one or two here in this half inning. Pitch by Turner. Swing and a miss. So another 0-2 count. See if they can finish the job against Coleman. Anthony is over on third. Barnett is over at first. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Zaria Turner gets out of the jam and picks up her 7th strikeout of the ball game. We now go to the top of the 4th inning. GR still up 11-0. Listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. I'm Keenan Vaughn. Just another quick reminder, folks. The varsity baseball game between Coach Cubs' George Ranch Longhorns and the Travis Lady... I almost said Lady Tigers. The Travis Tigers baseball team at George Ranch High School should be on the air now with Jason Ford and Julian Munoz. Go over to grhsiradio.com and on Stream 1 to tune into that ball game. We'll keep it here and discuss what we've seen through 3 innings at Hightower High School. As I mentioned, some of the big plays tonight. We'll just mention everyone who has an RBI tonight. Started with an RBI double by Mariah Gardner, 2 RBI inside the park home run by Abigail Bergeron, RBI single by Abigail Dominguez, 2 RBI double by Cameron Radford, a 2-run home run by Kate Dolan, a 2 RBI inside the park home run by Carlon Dees, and an RBI single by Mariah Gardner. That's how you get 11-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. And of course, over on defense, Zaria Turner giving up 2 singles, an error in the infield, but has struck out 7 tonight. And a bit of a sentimental point in the season for myself and the Lady Longhorns. We have a lot of senior members, the Lady Longhorns varsity squad. Their senior night is this Friday. And as students, they only have 5 weeks left of being a student at George Ranch High School, and who knows how much longer they have as a member of the Lady Longhorns varsity softball team, depending how far they go in the playoffs this season. Davini Espinosa taking the place of Abigail Dominguez, Ella Kalinko is at the plate. Kalinko was 1-for-2 with a single and a was actually ground out to first by Davini Espinosa in her last at-bat. So no one out, no one on base. Espinosa connects into right field, into foul territory. That is the top of the 4th inning, 11-0 GR. Could score a few more runs, cement a hopeful victory tonight. Victory number 12 in the in-district column. Slider down low, ball one. So a 1-ball, 2-strike count against Davini Espinosa in the place of Kalinko. Pitch by Anthony. Just outside the zone. 2-2 now. Pinch player for the Lady Longhorns. Another one inside. So what started as a 0-2 count has now moved to a full count in the first at bat at the top of the 4th. Espinosa at the plate. The payoff. Fouled off, so we'll keep with this at bat between Espinosa and Anthony. double count. No one on base. Pitch to Espinosa. Grounded towards first. Coleman bobbles it. Picks it up. Tags the bag for out number one. So second straight ground out to first for Davini Espinosa. Out number one at the top of the fourth. Here comes number seven, designated player Cameron Radford. He has a two RBI double and a single tacked on with an error. Anthony with the pitch. Bunt here by Radford, taking off for first, and no chance of them being able to make the throw in time. Successful bunt for Cameron Radford, something she's done all season long, relying on her speed to get her to the bag in time, and not even close. So runner on first, number 14, third baseman Jessica Johnson is at the plate. She struggled tonight, 0 for 3, strikeout, and a pop out to center field, and a ground out to first. 0-1 count, one out, runner on first. 11-0, George Ranch. Pitch to Johnson. Popped up to Yates over at second. Throw over to first in time for the double play. So Lady Hurricanes keep the Lady Longhorns scoreless in the top of the fourth. As I said, it's still 11-0. And now head to the bottom of the fourth. And folks, if the... see what happens here. If the Lady Longhorns can also keep the Lady Hurricanes scoreless, we may be looking at a run rule come in effect, but just hold on to your socks, and we'll keep you updated on when this one runs its course. You're listening to GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. All right, back here at Hightower High School for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball, facing up against the Hightower Lady Hurricanes. This is the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 11-0 GR. Up to bat is number 10 shortstop Bailey Bonner. She's 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. Zaria Turner, another one of her vintage strong performances, has struck out 7 Hightower batters, including the one she used to leave 2 runners stranded for Hightower in the bottom of the 3rd inning. But for the first time tonight, Hightower managed to keep a goose egg in the run column for GR, as they did in the top of the 4th. Upstairs, pitched by Zaria Turner. 1-2. No one out, no one on base. Bonner swings and misses. Strikeout number 8 for Zaria Turner. Out number 1 in the bottom of the 4th. Number 11, starting catcher Noah Mack. Now up to bat for Hightower. He's also 0-1 with a strikeout. You'll hear me say that a lot tonight.
Noah.
And as I was getting on earlier, Lady Longhorns only have 5 or so weeks left of being being able to call themselves a George Ranch Longhorn. Attempted bunt here by Noah Mack should be tagged by Sarah Windler as it rolled right down the right foul line. So out number two in the bottom of the fourth. Comes courtesy of a great play by Sarah Windler. Number 12 designated player Janice Kristen up to bat for the Lady Hurricanes, 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout.
What are you talking about?
Right down the middle for strike one. 0-1, 2 outs. No one on base for Hightower. Kristen takes a pitch outside. Evens things out at 1-1. Some big events, not only in softball. You have the UIL playoffs. The end of the regular season is next Friday, followed by those UIL playoffs. Also got the George Ranch Prom on April 28th. The UIL Digital Media Festival is being hosted for the first time at George Ranch High School at April 27th. Yours truly is one of the hosts for that event. Up top for a 3-1 count against Janice Tristan. Two outs here in the bottom of the four. Tristan grounds one towards Jessica Johnson over at short. She's not able to glove it. So an error by the shortstop Jessica Johnston lets Janice Tristan make her way over to first. Up comes number five, second baseman Trinity Yates. Runner on first. Two outs. 11-0 George Ranch. Janice Tristan on the error in the infield. Is the runner on first. Trinity Yates 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. Outside for ball one. Sorry, Turner, looking to leave a runner stranded for Hightower, just as she did in the bottom of the third. And they had runners on corners. So that one dangerously inside. So two balls, no strikes, two outs, runner on first. Pitched by Turner. And that one grounded for a foul ball into right. Hightower looking to score at least one run tonight. Lady Longhorns looking for the shutout. Right down the middle for strike two. So two balls, two strikes. Tristan the runner on first. Yates the batter. Turner gets Yates to foul off. It'll remain at 2-2.
Bailey.
Started with a strikeout by Bailey Bonner. A bunt turned into a tag out by Noah Mack. And then an error to get Tristan on first. Takes ball three just outside. So a full count. It's the second baseman for Hightower. Crucial situation for both squads. Payoff. Popped up towards Sarah Windler, makes the grab for out number three. So Lady Longhorns still up 11-0 over Hightower. We'll see what the call is. Looks like the Lady Longhorns are heading into the dugout. We'll go through another inning of play here at Hightower High School. So again, score 11-0. George Ranch leading. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball on GRHSI Radio. We'll be right back.
Keep it in her bag, she thinks she is. Now, if he is rushing,
Back out here at Hightower High School, I'm Keenan Vaughn for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GRHSI Radio. Top of the fifth inning, 11-0 GR. Carlon Deese is at the plate. She is 3-for-3 tonight. Make that 4-for-4 with a first pitch leadoff single. Her second single tonight. She has a double and a 2 RBI inside the park home run to go along with her 2 base hits. Number 2, left fielder Kate Dolan, heading up to the plate for GR. She is 2-for-3 tonight with a ground out to first, 2 RBI home or 2-run home run, and a single. So runner on first, no one out. Dolan at the plate. GR clearly not done producing on offense. She'll take ball one. We had a scoreless fourth inning for both GR and Hightower. But it's the top of the order for Lady Longhorns, where they've had the most success, not just in this game, but all season when it comes to their offensive production. Pitch gets away from first baseman Coleman. Carlon Deese is going to round second, heading to third on the wild pitch. So talk about a costly error for Hightower. It was just Mack trying to make a throw over to Coleman at first to look for a possible throw out, but it went behind her, and with Carlon Deese's speed, she quickly made her way over to third. She's now in scoring position. Dolan at the plate. No one out. Runner on third. Dolan takes a changeup in the middle of the zone. So one ball, one strike. Dolan smacks one deep into right field. Going back is Barrera into right field territory. She couldn't make the play, so he'll head to a 1-2 count. Deese remains at third. So a leadoff single by Deese, and then a miscommunication in the infield allows Deese to make her way over to third, stealing 2 bases in one fell swoop. The 1-2. Inside. The throwout attempt, not in time. So 2-2 count against Kate Dolan. These two have had the most success in the batting order together, driving in each other usually as RBIs. That went down low, hitting Kate Dolan's foot, so she'll be hit by the pitch. She'll head to first base. Runners on corners. Up comes number 20, starting catcher Mariah Garner. 2 RBIs, double and a single, as well as a flyout to left. 11-0 GR. Garner looking for a possible bunt here. She'll pull away at the last second. Heading over to second, so it'll be a throwdown between Deese and third baseman Cuba. So Deese, and the rundown, the pitch gets away from Mack. Coming home is Dolan. So scoring is Deese. Dolan makes her way home. She scores. So the rundown, so it was Cuba and Mack trying to keep Deese at bay and get the first out of the half inning. But Cuba tried to throw it back to Mack too quickly. It got behind her, so Deese scores. And coming all the way from first base was Kate Dolan. She touches home plate. So it's 13-0 George Ranch on a wild play in the infield. So Mariah Garner is still at bat for the Lady Longhorns. Pitch by Anthony. A swing and a miss here by Garner. So 0-1 count, or should be an 0-2 count. Upstairs, I believe that wild play kind of reset everything, as that was just the first pitch against Mariah Garner. Still no one out here in the top of the fifth. Another one up and away, pitched by Anthony. It's one in the left foul territory. So D scores, Dolan scores, 13-0 GR on the rundown gone wrong. Garner is at the plate. It is two balls, two strikes, no one out. Another foul off. Now into the crowd. It is caught and thrown back by a fan. Rapturous applause for the incredible catch by the fan in the bleachers. So still 2-2 against Garner. Longhorns lead 13-0. And Noah Mack, looks like she's shaking off her hand a bit. Home plate umpire checking if we have a possible injury. We'll see if she'll have to shake it off, or she's taking off her mask. So we might have an injury here, folks. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to GRHSI Radio. Welcome back to Hightower High School, where Lady Longhorns varsity softball had a brief injury timeout. Everything going back to normal. 2-2 count against Mariah Garner. Hits one deep into center field, going back as Barnett at the track, and she makes the grab. So a close call right at the wall, but Barnett makes the play for out number one here, the top of the fifth, against Mariah Garner. Second flyout of the game. Number 15, right fielder Abigail Bergeron, the batter now for George Ranch. She is 2-for-3 with a 2 RBI inside the park home run, a single, and a pop out to center field. She'll take strike one looking. So no one count, one out, no one on base for GR. They've scored two in the top of the fifth. And Bergeron connects. Bonner can't scoop it up. Throws it over to first. The play is made in time. Bergeron couldn't make it to the bag quickly enough. So it ground out to first. Bonner struggled at first to make the play. She was able to throw it to Coleman for a 6-3 put out for out number two. Bailey Bielitz in for Macy Burks for a second time. Take strike one looking. Missy Burks was 2-for-2 with a double and a single. Bailey Bielitz was hit by a pitch in her last at bat. Grounds one towards Bonner. Not able to scoop it up. Gets passed into the outfield. Bailey Bielitz heading to first on an error. So runner on first, 2 outs. Up comes number 13. First baseman Sarah Wendler and for Abigail Dominguez. Dominguez had an RBI single, and Sarah Wendler is 0-for-2 so far. She'll take a pitch up top for ball one. Bielitz over at first. 13-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns looking for in-district win at number 12 here tonight. Wendler connects for a hit into right field territory. A little bit more power. Move that one towards left. You're looking at what could potentially be a deadly hit for the bench player for George Ranch. Lady Longhorns. Just trying to close this one out here. We've got the rule run looming over us. There's a ground ball towards right field. Gets past Coleman. Heading over to third is Bielitz. Heading to first is Wendler. So Lady Longhorns on two outs. They take the corners on an error to Bailey Bielitz. And a single by Sarah Wendler. Up comes number 18, Davini Espinosa. She's 0-2 with two groundouts to first base tonight. Anthony with the pitch. Outside for ball one. 1-0 count. Runners on first and third. Espinosa at the plate. Lady Longhorns looking to add. Espinosa grounds one towards Anthony. The scoop and throw over the head of Coleman. Heading to third is Wendler. She'll be waved home. Espinosa heads to second. Anthony cannot get it to home in time, so Sarah Wendler will score. So Davini Espinosa on the error by Anthony heads to second. Both Wendler and Bielitz score. 15-0 George Ranch Lady Longhorns. And a chain of disastrous events for the Hightower Lady Hurricanes. They were just one out away from having their second straight, they held the Lady Longhorns scoreless in the top of the fourth, but they would have only held them to two runs in the top of the fifth, but because of Anthony not being able to glove it and throwing it behind Coleman, both runners on base score. Bradford pops one up to the third baseman, Cuba. She makes the grab for out number three. Four runners score for GR, 15-0, heading into the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball here on GR HSI Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back, all listening to GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. Bottom of the fifth, 15-0 GR. Number 16 starting pitcher Ayanna Anthony is up to the plate for the Hightower Lady Hurricanes. She is 1-for-1 tonight with a single. So GR tacked on four more runs in the top of the fifth, thanks to a failed rundown and a error in the infield. Increases their lead to 15-0. The 0-1 fouled off by Anthony. So far tonight, Zaria Turner has struck out 8, has given up 2 singles, 2 errors, and a lot of those errors have come at the hands of having a bit of an inexperienced infield with the substitutions made by Coach Witt. Outside. Moves it to a 1-2 count. No one out, no one on base. Bielitz is at second. Windler at first. Espinosa over at third. And Jessica Johnson moved from third over to short. Swing and a miss by Anthony. Strikeout number 9 for Zaria Turner. Out number 1 in the bottom of the fifth. Up comes number 3, left fielder Morgan Issick. 0-1 tonight with a pop out to center fielder Carlon Dees. See a timeout called here as the head coach of the Hightower Lady Hurricanes meets up with Issick, the current batter. And we'd actually, I'd like to take this moment to give a big thank you to Coach Ash and the Hightower Lady Hurricanes for allowing us to have a place here in the press box at Hightower Field to watch this ball game between George Ranch and the Lady Hurricanes. We really appreciate you allowing us the facilities to bring all our fans, whether you're a fan of a Hightower or George Ranch, being able to broadcast this to anyone wanting to know the results of tonight's ball game. Pitch way up high by Turner. 1-1 count, one out. 15-0 George Ranch. Issick, the batter, over 1 tonight. And there's a grounder towards Bielitz. Scoops it up, throws it over to Windler at first in time for the second out, the half inning. Up comes number 4, third baseman Montecuba. 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a fly out to Abigail Bergeron in right field. The pitch by Turner. Swings and misses. That one was way inside, but the sheer velocity thrown by Turner fools Cuba into swinging. That one popped up high in the air. Called by left fielder Kate Dolan. Makes the play. And that will end the fifth inning of play here at Hightower High School. And folks, that is all she wrote. Final score here at Hightower High School. Lady Longhorns 15. The Hightower Lady Hurricanes, nothing. So George Ranch gets in-district win number 12. They improve to 12-2 in district and 17-8-1 overall. They are currently tied with second place in 26A with the Travis Lady Tigers. However, as I've stated before, it really depends on the result of the later game between the Ridgepoint Lady Panthers and the Travis Lady Tigers. If Ridgepoint wins, they'll most likely take first place, which will leave George Ranch all alone at second. But if Travis wins, we will have a three-way tie between those three squads for first place in 26A. It keeps the Lady Longhorns' chances of taking home a district crown for the season alive. For Hightower, they will fall to 3-10 in district and 9-16 overall. Later this Friday, it is senior night for the Lady Longhorns as they take on the Dulles Lady Vikings. And then next Friday, they will go to Elkins High School to take on the Lady Knights in their regular season finale. And then following week, we will get into round one of the UIL playoffs. A last reminder, varsity baseball between George Ranch and Travis is going on at George Ranch High School. Tune in to Stream 1 on GRHSIRadio.com. Julian Munoz and Jason Ford have you on the call there. So for the GRHSI Radio crew here at Hightower High School, I'm Keenan Vaughn. You've been listening to GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns Varsity Softball. Once again, final score, Lady Longhorns defeat the Lady Hurricanes 15-0. Good night, everyone.